Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
You know, in all the traveling that my team and I did this week, there was one interview that I felt was so important. And it was with a custodian, a janitor, who cleans COVID rooms at a regional hospital called Arrowhead in San Bernardino County, California. And the reason I felt it was so important is because as much as we talk about frontline workers, most people usually think about doctors and nurses. And Lord, their work is important. But you know, the custodians are going in those rooms every day, sometimes multiple times a day. They are as exposed as any doctor and nurse. And I met a man named Albert yesterday, and I said, what are you thinking about when you're in there cleaning? And he said, I'm thinking as I pray for them.